everyone, this is John.
This is Wes.
And this is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. But holy shit, I buried the lead. Wes, you're back from the dead.
Yeah, I actually wasn't dead.
What?
Where were you? I faked my death.
Did you just ghost us for 3 months?
I mean, it's not my fault, it's the mafia. I mean, there's just... I need to get away, man.
To go into witness protection? Wait, were you...
No, the police weren't involved at all. This is just me fleeing for my life.
Okay, you were just like, you just needed a break from being in the mafia. Got it.
Yeah.
We're on the same page now.
They don't know I'm back, which this podcast is probably going to blow my cover.
Oh, they definitely listen.
Totally worth it. Totally worth it.
But cool. I mean, it's so we're doing a Corona cast. We are both. You're still in self quarantine.
I am.
In boredom quarantine because work is closed. So I mean, I've been given daily updates what I've been up to. Wes, what have you been up to? Where have you actually been?
I flew to Belgium,
right,
and spent 2 months with your brother, Jeremy.
How was that?
It was very nice. I enjoyed it. We did a lot of different things. I went to Ghent and I went to Amsterdam.
I don't know what Ghent is. That a city?
Yeah, it's a city in Belgium. It's a very small city, but it has it's a pretty good sized city. It's not gigantic, but it's got a lot of like really old buildings and everything like that. It's a very nice city. I loved it. But went there, went to Amsterdam. We went to Bruges, which is an even smaller city, but like that city is living in like the Dark Ages. It's crazy how that city is.
That city I have heard of.
Yeah, Bruges. I bet you heard it from your parents. Jeremy told me that your parents really liked Bruges.
Well, there was actually a movie that came out years and years ago that was just called In Bruges, and it was Colin Farrell and, oh my God, Brendan Gleeson.
I've heard of that.
I almost forgot Brendan Gleeson's name, but they're like two hitmen. Like one was supposed to off the other, and they were in Bruges, and yeah, they're just kind of like supposed to be like this like ponderous gangster movie. I don't know. It was fine.
No, we went there. We actually went to Bruges on the day before I left because we needed to go to Ghent, which was only a half-hour train ride away, to get mustard for your brother.
What?
Jeffrey. Yeah, Jeffrey really wanted this mustard, and I wanted to go to Ghent one more time. So I was like, all right, let's go to Ghent, get Jeff's mustard, and then we can go to Bruges.
Wait, hold up. Is this mustard, like, specific to this European city?
Yes.
Has Jeffrey become that much of a mustard connoisseur that he needs to import his fucking mustard?
Well, when Jeremy and Natalie were visiting during Christmas, they brought this mustard and he loved it. And he turned to me and he said, Wes, don't come back unless you have this mustard.
And then so you were like, right, don't fine. Tell me what to do, and punched him in the dick.
Which is, you know, fair. That's just about head height with how tall he is.
Uh-huh. He's a giant.
Yeah.
My youngest brother is an ogre.
Yes. But we went and got the mustard, and then we went to Bruges, and then I came home and blah, blah. But I also went to Paris, which is a very nice city. I was very surprised I like it, since, you know, I hate the French. And I hope they're listening. I'll say it to their face.
We have a very big listener base in France, yes.
Yep. So...
specifically the French mafia, who are just, you know, like mimes.
Oh, their guns are always having silencers on them. Which, you know, I hate the French, but I love your city. Fantastic.
It would be great, except for all those French people.
Yeah, it'd be great without the French people. It'd be fantastic. It'd be a lot better. No, but most of the time, it was just day-to-day life in Brussels and everything. Really nice city.
Did Jeremy get through a lot of Xenoblade?
We got going. We got to the last thing that I was a part of us playing that game. We were just about to fight, God, what are their names? It was in the warehouse factory where they're building the
oh, the poppy?
The lollies, yeah, the Lilas, the poppies.
Yeah, the big mech, the horrifying.
Yep. Made it was just mech. About him. He was just about to walk in there. Like, literally, we had saved the night before. Well, we saved that. The last time we played, we saved at the door.
Okay.
He was about to go up the ladder and go in.
So you were in Moradin then.
Yep, Moradin.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just about to pick Morag up and, yep.
I remember that fight specifically because I took a screenshot of it. Because when I saw the big mech made, I was so horrified. I was like, screenshot button, where is it? I need to remember this terror forever. Any other games that he got into?
We were looking for a game to play with Natalie.
Right.
Because every single time they come, I bust out the Wii, we play Dokkapon Kingdom.
Of course.
But there's no Dokkapon Kingdom on the Switch, which is a shame. Nintendo, you're listening, get this on the Switch.
Nintendo and Atlas, both of you.
Yeah, get on it.
Work this out.
We need more of this freaking Dokkapon Kingdom. That's an underappreciated gem of...
Not Dokkapon Journey. Dokkapon Kingdom.
Kingdom. Get it right, bitches. God, I lost my train of thought.
There's really not board game kind of thing on Switch. I mean, they got, like, Mario Party, but Mario Party is, like, a much more, like, confined experience. I mean, you can play Mario Party for hours, but you're just kind of, like, going through mini games. And Dokkapon Kingdom, for, like, as simple as it is in the combat system, like, there's a surprising amount of depth to it. And just, like, the different class journeys you can take and, like, going back and learning skills from other classes to improve your stats in different areas.
There's so many great little weapons, like the Wabbit Shield and the Sleep Bow, and there's just so many great things you can do.
You can change your hair, you can be a Robo Knight with a big fro.
Or, you know, literally poop. You can have your hair turn into poop.
Yeah, change into shit. You can do it.
We were looking for a game to play, because we didn't have a Dokkapon Kingdom.
Right.
So I grabbed Streets of Red. We played through that once.
I did see that in your activity log.
Yeah. It was fun. Natalie did great. I think she did better than Jeremy. It was great.
Good. How's the Pokemon journey going? You get a lot of Gigantamax?
I did in the early time that I was there. I was doing a lot of Pokemon playing, especially with Natalie. I even started a second run through on a separate profile and did a exclusively Galar region forms.
Oh, nice.
So that was a fun team. I almost got through that one. I'm pretty far in it, but I have to go back to it. But those guys are actually pretty solid. I like that team a lot.
I have 398 in my decks.
You're getting there.
almost to that 400 mark. Well, what I need the most now is a Rotom, which I can catch given the right weather conditions, and I also need the...
I'll just make eggs.
The Zacian. I could make eggs. I could just import one over from my Pokemon bank and just, like, have it there. But I'm still trying to work out the GTS. Have you downloaded Pokemon Home?
I did. I haven't opened it.
Okay.
But I did download it because I don't have anything.
Well,
I've never done that stuff.
The thing about Pokemon Home, like, that's so screwy is that because it's not native to... And sorry, this is something that me and Ryan talked about ad nauseum on a Pokemon show.
Oh, good.
One of the things that is wonky about Pokemon Home is that it's not native to the game. Like, the GTS, like, in previous Pokemon games, the GTS was part of the game. Now it's not part of the game anymore. Now it's its own separate thing. So the economy is all fucked up. So when I would go into approaching a trade, I was like, okay, well, I want my version exclusive Pokemon, and I want things that are rare drops, and that will, you know, allow me to trade and get whatever I want, because that's the way it's worked in previous Pokemon games. But nobody wants my version exclusives. People want, like, Pokemon from, like, Gen 2 and Gen 3 that you can't get in Sword and Shield yet. So people are more like looking to fill up their Pokedex in Pokemon Home
rather than
trying to finish up what they need in Sword Shield. I don't know. It has totally messed with the way I approach these trades. And I gotta get back over to it, because it's just the two spots I need to fill. And it might just be a matter of, like, breeding up some Mareeps and say, like, yeah, here's a bunch of Mareeps. Anybody want any? Because what I did was I sent a bunch of... I filled up a few pages by trading Snivies. Mm-hmm. And Ryan filled up a bunch of pages using Fanpies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and apparently those moved pretty quickly for him.
Well, you need Zacian and Rotom?
Yeah.
Well, I got those. I can give you those.
Oh, you got a Rotom.
Yeah, I got a Rotom. That's what I was talking about. I'm making eggs.
Oh, shit. What, did you, like, catch one wild, or did you get traded one?
It was a den.
Oh, shit. Well, I better...
I caught it in a den, yeah.
I should check those dens more often. That's something that I've definitely fallen out of in that game. Like, now that my dex is almost filled, I don't go in every day and, like, look at the dens and try to get more watts and stuff. I'm like, okay, I'm kind of done here.
Well, do you remember the weird little... hack-ish thing I was doing.
Oh, yeah, the time travel.
Which you can do that. You can look up and see what den Aradum's in. And then just do that until Aradum shows up.
That's not a bad idea.
You could just do that, or I could just give you the one I got because I'm not using them. And the same with my Zacian, because I have a second profile that's really far. I could just catch another one.
Yeah, I'll take them. Sometime after Friday when you're out of quarantine.
Yeah. I bet this is a really great podcast talk.
No, so if I, like, you...
The viewers are riveted about me getting you a Zacian.
I mean, like I've been, like, the past four podcasts, it's just been me talking about, like, here's what I did today, here's my update, here's why I'm not working, and it's like 30 minutes of me just, like, sadly sitting by myself talking about video games because there's no one else to talk about them with. I mean, I might... Meek Meek has been playing Animal Crossing with me, so I might see if she wants to sit down and do a podcast at some point. So my podcast has just been me talking about how I'm not working. You are also currently not working, but you're going back to work on Friday.
I am. I'm going back on Friday, and this week I've been just playing some games. Jeremy and I are attempting to write a book.
Good.
So I've been just doing work on that. I cleaned my den a little bit. It's been a bit of a mess, so I got it a little bit more organized. You can see the random, in the Skype call that we're in, recording this, you can see the random wrapped object in the corner. That's my TV that I need to hang on my wall.
Oh, is it a new TV, or just like wrap it up to pack it?
No, it's a new TV. I just haven't put it up there, and it's been sitting in here for over a month before I left, because I haven't had a chance to mount it. So I moved that, because my TV stand's not big enough to fit it. Yeah, just a little stuff around the house. Went to biked a couple of times. Yeah, just little things.
Yeah, just trying to kill the boredom.
Yeah, essentially. It's been nice, though.
Yeah, I've been totally fine with just kind of hanging out playing games. It's, you know, Des and the children who need, like, activities and stuff. Like, they're the ones who need to get out of the house. I'm totally fine staying in the house. But, you know, I'll find out on Thursday if I'm going to be going back to work when April starts. I don't know. I don't know if this is going to happen, because...
Yeah, it's getting worse and worse. We're now at... Oh, I just saw it earlier.
I think it's like 14,000 in the country.
No, it's like 40 something thousand in the country.
Oh wow, I was way off.
It's huge. Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's gonna escalate a bit more.
Yeah, it got to a point where, you know, we were, you know, the state's not on lockdown yet, and there's no way of knowing for sure whether it will be on lockdown at all. But it got to a point where, you know, me and Des were like, okay, well, let's see if beaches are still open. So there's a beach still open, and like, okay, well, maybe we'll take the girls on a beach trip, because, you know, they're probably not crowded. And then I saw pictures of, like, beaches, like, I think they were over on the Gulf Coast and we were going over to the Atlantic, but I saw the amount of people on beaches, like, you know what, never mind. Never mind. Because one,
yeah, that's part of the, oh, go ahead.
Because one, I don't want to get sick, and two, I just plain don't like crowds.
Yeah, plus spring break just ended, and that was a big thing that spread it a lot.
Mm. I think spring break might still be going.
Technically, it's kind of going for at least over a month now, so still.
Yeah, I'm not sure, like, what the months are for, or the weeks are for spring break. Like, my kids were out of school last week, but I think, at least in the state of Florida, they go county by county, so they don't have all the locals flooding the same places. Yeah. And I think, like, a lot of, like, these... tourist counties, like these beach counties, like to have it spread out so that, you know, they have like 4 weeks of a lot of business as opposed to 1 week of too many to handle.
Makes sense.
But yeah, I mean, it's irresponsible at this point to be like, let's get 20 of our friends together and go on a beach. Like, no, you shouldn't do that. Please.
Yeah, that's a terrible
please
idea.
Don't.
I got back, and the day that I was back, the next day, because I got back at like 9 something at night. It wasn't like 10 till I got home. But the day after I got back, I started like sending messages to be like, hey, when does everybody want to see me? And everybody was like, no, we don't want to see you.
That's harsh.
My mom's like, I love you and I miss you, but don't come over. I don't, don't come over. And then my my brother-in-law was like, yeah, I don't want him anywhere near my kids. I'm like, oh, great. Oh,
okay.
I got the plague, apparently.
That's rude. That's just rude.
It's fine. I have all these boxes of Belgian chocolate I brought back for everybody. That's fine.
You know what you should do? You should be eating a box a day until people agree to stop being rude.
That's a lot of chocolate.
Yes. And you just, like, make yourself sick off of chocolate. Like, hey, you know what? Now I'm sick, thanks to you, because yeah. I ate
now
all...
Now I got diabetes. Thanks, family.
Hey, like, diabetes is the one medication that they're not running low on, I assume. So, hey, it's a good time to get diabetes, apparently.
Yeah, now's the time.
Yeah, I mean, if you ever, like, thought about getting diabetes, you should jump on it now.
Oh, God.
What have you been playing... A lot of Switch games since you've been back? Have you been gaming mostly on the PS4?
Mostly on my PC.
Oh, okay.
I've been doing a lot of stuff on my PC. Awesome. Which I've been playing a lot of Hearthstone. I've been playing League of Legends came out with a new game mode. Well, an update for the game. They did a thing. So I've been playing a lot of that. Talked with Jeremy a few days. Playing some games and doing some book stuff.
Did you see the PS4 specs announcement? The PS5 specs announcement?
I have not that I would understand that.
Oh my god, it's all so silly. It was the weirdest thing. I think there is an expectation from people that, you know,
I don't know
they
what a teraflop is, whatever that is. I don't know.
Right. And it's like got, I think the number is 10.28, but the Xbox Series X has 12. So they got a whole 1.72 more teraflops, whatever the fuck that means. But it's the weirdest thing. Like, I don't even know why, like, they made, like, this announcement video. I didn't watch the announcement video, but I saw, like, a breakdown of it. Like, yeah, they just talked about specs. Like, they didn't, like, no kind of, like, release date or pricing or any kind of games. So nothing that would be important to people who play games. It's like, this is an announcement for developers, and you'd think
you'd think
that, like, their development teams, like their partners, people that they want making games for the system, they would already know this stuff.
Yeah, they already have that information. They're like, all right, thanks for the repeat.
Because I think they're trying to release that thing at the end of the year, which, you know, at this point, best of luck. Hopefully, it works out for them.
Yeah, like they did, I don't know if this is a good comparison, but I was watching the news earlier, and I forget who, because I'm bad with politics, but he was having a meeting with the governors, and it was like a governor meeting that they were just putting on the news.
Okay.
But I was like, all right, like, they would already have this information, so, I mean, why not just make an announcement statement to us instead of whatever this is you're doing? Like, I don't...
Right. Why are we watching 50 old men chatting in a room?
Yeah, it was weird. But, all right, whatever.
I think one thing that did come out of that PS5 video was, like, they talked about backwards compatibility, and there's going to be, like, limited backwards compatibility with PS4. It's not fully backwards compatible. So, like...
Limited?
I don't know. Like, this is, like, I am way out of my element when talking about PlayStation stuff. Like, if it's past PlayStation 2, I don't know anything for sure. But, like one of the rumors about PS5 was that it was going to be, like, fully backwards compatible all the way back to PS1. That's a bit pie in the sky. Like, that would be really impressive and really unlikely that they would ever do something like that.
They haven't done that since PS3, and then the newer models of the PS3 came out, and they just took that out. Like, it's...
That is a weird feature to remove. But that was one of the things, like... If the PS5 was going to have that much backwards compatibility, it's like, hey, cool, I'll jump on that because there's a bunch of PS3 and PS4 games that I'd like to play. And then when they said, like, it's got some backwards compatibility with PS4, I was like, well, PS4 has backwards compatibility as PS3, right? So I'll just...
Nope.
Exactly! So I'll just like, grab a PS4, like, now they're, like, $200, and... play PS3 and PS4 games on the same. Like, nope, I am not going to do that at all because I can't.
No, but you can buy some on their download store.
I mean, I'm not a...
Or you can pay the subscription to do their Netflix version.
Oh, that PlayStation Now thing? I'm not going to do any of that.
I've debated doing it a couple of times. There are some games on there that are pretty good.
I'm not opposed to the idea of digitally downloading, like, PS3 games that that I would like to play, but I'm not subscribing to any sort of, like, Game Pass type service. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
There was there was a guy in the Discord group who was, like, insistent that, like, Game Pass was the future and all companies would move toward the direction of just a subscription and then giving you the games that you were going to play. And I don't particularly like that, because I certainly wouldn't want Nintendo telling me, these are the games you're going to play this month. Like, no, fuck you. I'm going to pick the games that I'm going to play this month.
Plus, I mean, if they do that, how are you going to decorate your bookshelf?
Exactly. Right? I have these bookshelves and all of this space on it. I need my boxes.
Even the empty boxes, they have the download code in
right. them. Right. Like my cardboard virtual console Pokemon game boxes.
Yeah.
Did you see the... in Japan, they're doing it again for Animal Crossing. You can buy the special edition Animal Crossing Switch box. You can just buy the box. God. Why?
Oh my god.
I mean, enough people buy it or they would stop doing it, but why?
It's like having a physical wish list. Like, hey, I wish I had this.
Right.
I don't, like, but I wish I did.
It's like going past, like, just having a sheet of paper with, like, stuff written down on it. Like, hey, it'd be cool if I had this. It'd be like having, like, a drawing of everything that you want, and, like, a big conspiracy theory board with, like, yarn connecting all the things that you want to get.
Oh, no, it's for impressing those the Tinder dates. You bring a girl over and she sees the box and she goes, oh, you got one of these? She's like, yeah, but it's sleeping right now, don't.
Oh, you have a special Animal Crossing Switch? No, I just got the box.
It's like somebody dressed in all Porsche stuff, but he owns, like, a Volkswagen Beetle. Just
yeah. Oh, you're...
I drive a Porsche.
You're well off. You make some money. No, I'm frugal, but I'm also stylish. All right. Well,
this is a pretty good. I'm alive podcast. So you know.
Yeah. So we're both still alive. The coronavirus is still out there and it's going to get us one day. It may. Do we talk about Ryan on the air? I don't think we did.
No, we haven't. We haven't mentioned Ryan. Why he's not part of this?
Yeah, we're going to give an update on his life. He is. He's currently in quarantine.
Yep.
He has not been tested for coronavirus because he can't be tested for coronavirus. But he is in self-quarantine because he's shown some symptoms. No fever, which is a good sign. So he's probably just like a bad cold or a sinus infection. But he's going to be out of the loop for a couple of weeks, you know, and unless we start doing some remote stuff. Which
the oddest symptom he has, I've heard, is he's constantly aroused. I think that's a little odd. That's new.
That's just a symptom of his life. Like, that. That's just him.
Just walk around with a heart on all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's just, like, constantly just impressed with himself. Like, it's not even, like, anything exterior. He just wakes up like, yup, still me.
Look at my record collection.
These are all vinyl. I have them sorted autobiographically.
Although, I gotta admit, it is pretty badass.
So,
so what's up next? When are we actually going to do a regular pod?
Well, let's why don't we close this one out, and then we'll do a retro show, because we haven't done a retro show in a while, and it probably won't be a very long one either, because it's Mario Party.
Oh god,
that's the only N6 that and you know I've actually been playing Pokemon Gold, not Heart Gold. Pokemon Gold.
Oh.
For the past couple of days.
Very nice.
So that might be a fun retro thing to talk about. But
when the quarantine gets you.
Right, you still.
I actually got a pseudo retro thing that we can talk about too.
Cool.
While I was over in Belgium, I played a lot of Okami and almost beat it.
Oh shit. That's a long game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
actually flew through it. But yeah.
But yeah, so we're still alive. For now. Tomorrow's Diz's birthday.
Right.
She's very sad. She's very depressed. She had to cancel some plans.
Aww.
So, yeah, then she's been stuck inside with children quite a bit. So it drives her a little bit nuts. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to go outside again someday. and see. Well, hopefully she's able to go outside again. I don't care if I ever go outside again. But yeah, till next time, everybody.
So long.